The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Live at Gold. Two of the key men there are Jeremy Gray and Jim Jackson. There's a lot going on. The company's got a major gold asset in Finland, and it's moving towards a listing as well. So let's kick off with you, Jeremy. What's the latest from Live? Tell us about the progress that you guys have been making.
Thanks, Alistair, and thanks, Vox Markets, for giving us a chance today. Liver is in great shape for restart next summer. I'm here with General Manager Jim Jackson. It is probably one of the biggest gold mills in Europe. I think it could be one day a 4 million ounce resource, but at the moment they've drilled out to 1 million ounces. It is like a copy of Rupert Resources that was bought out for $2.5 billion by Agnico. But the difference is we have our own world-class mill. We're 400 kilometres further south than Rupert, and we're fully developed, ready to turn on. And Jim, I think this is a very exciting time for Liver, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We spent the last 3 years getting all our ducks in a row and sorting out some of the previous issues that the operators have with the mine. And so we're ready to go.
So you mentioned previous issues, Jim. Tell us a little bit about the permitting situation.
Yeah, sure, Alistair. There's been a lot of talk in the media about the permitting. And I'm not going to say it's a storm in a teacup, but it's certainly overblown. The permits are in place. We could start mining tomorrow if we had everything else, if we had the financing in place. But we've missed the summer season, where by the time we get going now, it's going to be too late. It's no problem running the operation through winter, through minus 20, that's no problem. But getting started when it's minus 20 can be a bit of an issue because you're going to have little hiccups when you start, and as soon as you stop, things want to freeze. So the plant guys don't welcome the thought of starting in winter, so we'll be starting in the spring.
So you mentioned you've been working on it for upwards of 3 years, Jim. What have you been doing?
Yeah, sure. We've been going back through the history of the operation and seeing what worked for previous operators and what didn't work for previous operators. And we've worked on solutions to sort out the problems that weren't working. One of the issues that they had was grade dilution. And the best way to get around to grade dilution is to make sure you know exactly where your ore is, as it's not visually detectable. So you need to know where it is by drilling. So at the moment, we're doing a very large RC drilling campaign. I think we've drilled about 11,000 meters so far of RC drilling. So all these results will be coming out later once we're listed. So the drilling campaign will be ongoing, and we're drilling around the top of the pits at the moment, and we're moving to the bottom of the pits later this year. So that's one of the main areas. Then the other area is the recovery in the plant. So we've had new met tests done on the ore, and we've got the metallurgists working on a new... There's a few little tweaks. It's a pretty good operation. They've got fairly good recoveries historically. Just they haven't been able to get consistency, and that's what you need, consistency. And the biggest area where they failed in consistency is no automation. So when they built this mill, they didn't spare any money on the equipment that went into the mill or Metso Autotech or top line equipment, but they didn't include the automation for whatever reason. So we're working with Metso at the moment. They've put together a package for us to fully automate the process. And that way you got constant live sampling of the grade, constant live sampling of the tailings, and the tweaks are made consistently instead of like every 12 or 24 hours it's been historically. So we're very fortunate that the old mill manager, the gentleman that ran the mill for the first 10 years, is now one of the boss guys at Metso Autotech. So he knows the operation very well, and he's working with us. He knew if he had a magic wand what he would do to the mill to make it work more efficiently. So he's come on board on the Metso side to advise us on what we should be doing and making sure Metso are putting packages together that's going to work. So, yeah, so lots of stuff we've been doing.
Yeah, it sounds very, very promising. Jeremy, you mentioned some big numbers at the top of the conversation, 1 million ounces, I think you said. But Jim's just told us that there's going to be ongoing drilling. It's already underway and it's going to continue. How big do you think this project could eventually get?
Well, SRK actually modelled 2 million ounces at $1,200 an ounce 10 years ago. The official number that the management are using right now is 1 million ounces. So it's extremely conservative, Alistair. But the reason I'm so confident that this is a massive system is it's only drilled I think there's only ever been 10 holes drilled down to 200 meters. Now, Rupert Resources has drilled down to 750 meters for their 4.5 million ounce resource. And so I think the upside is incredible. Jim, maybe you can help on that answer because there's also drilling in between the pits, extensions. You're on site, so what do you think there, mate?
Yeah, for sure, Jeremy. Historically, they've I suppose they've had limited funds to spend on drilling, so they focused on where they already knew the ore is around the north and south pits. But as you move out in to the south, west, and east of the pits, I think, if I get my geometry right, the ore body just continues, and also definitely continues at depth. I think pretty much all the holes that were drilled to depth all finished mineralization. So, like I like to say, it's blue sky, and that's why they call it blue sky. I don't know how big this thing is until we get some more drilling going. So now consultants have already put together a diamond drilling plan as well, which will bring more meters into the M&I category. Sorry, more ounces into the M&I category, and also some new ounces that they know is there from the historic drilling results, but yet can't be counted. So, and I haven't got a timeline when that'll happen, but the budget's already been done and the plan's already been made, so that will be happening.
So lots to be thinking about there. You're doing RC and diamond. What's the difference in terms of the results you'll be looking for from RC as opposed to diamond?
Okay, so the RC results are chips, so you'll know exactly what the grade is at every meter interval down the hole. We're drilling 40 meter deep holes at the moment, so. And also, it'll tell us exactly where the orientation of the ore body is. But when you do diamond holes, you're bringing up a core, so you can closely examine the direction of the ore in the core, and that gives you a much better indication of where the system's flowing. If that's the right word, I'm not a geologist, but that's the right word. So, for grade control, RC drilling is the best way to go, and then for exploration drilling, you want the diamond holes. And something I didn't realized until I started working in Finland, when we're looking for an RC rig to do our grade control drilling, we managed to hire one and we only got it for a month and then it went off to another project because they just don't have them. They do just about exclusively diamond, which I was surprised at. So what we ended up doing is we went out to Sandvik and we bought our own rig. So we've got our own grade control rig on site now, which makes all the difference.
Yeah, handy, handy. So, Jeremy, what's it going to take to get Liver into production from this point then?
So we're doing a pre-IPO round now of 6 million, Alistair, Canadian at $1.50 a share. This is a small window before the listing in September. And then the team have commitments for the listing for funding. So basically, it's just the completion of that funding round. Jim, I think the number that the management you've been working with is around 30 million Canadian to restart. But
Yes, that's right.
give some more color on that, yeah.
Yeah, so for sure, Jeremy. So it's the funding that they're looking for the restart will include the recommended upgrades to the plant, take out a couple of bottlenecks that's prevented them from getting to nameplate in the past, like the tailings pipeline and some pre-crushing, and also get some the diamond drilling going, and give us a bit of buffer, a bit of comfort for when we get into operation.
Yeah, so if you take a step back, Alistair, just to give you a brief history of this, Nordic Mines built this beautiful plant in 2012 when gold was, well, they started building in 2010 when gold was 1800. When they turned it on, the price had collapsed to 1200. And then they sadly took a hedge that meant the price they received was only 1000. And they had huge amounts of debt and it just didn't survive. So there was nothing wrong with the business. We've looked at the old historical daily production numbers in those 2 years when they operated. Very consistent, 4,000, 5,000 ounces a month. And I think, Jim, over time, you with your expansion ideas, you want to take this from a 50,000 ounce operation to an 80 to 100,000 ounce, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct, Jeremy. We're a little bit hamstrung at the moment with our existing environmental permit because we're only allowed to mine 10 million tonnes per year. So, as part of the process of updating our environmental license, that's one of the things we'll be doing: doing a new water balance, doing a new mine closure and waste management plan, then submitting all that, and getting some more tonnes that we can work on each year, and just slowly keep building that up. And increase the mill capacity and grow.
You'll see, Alistair, some beautiful videos through this clip of just what a world-class facility this is. It's covered by a big roof, so it's never had any weathering or any, so it's been perfect condition. A few tweaks and a few improvements here and there, but this is a world-class mill by any standards if you ever get a chance to come up and see us in Finland.
Well, I have been to Finland before to visit mining projects, and I know from that experience that it's actually a very good jurisdiction for mining, isn't it? So tell us a bit more about operating in Finland, Jim.
Yeah, for sure, Alistair. The one of the real benefits of operating in Finland is the Finns themselves. The Finns are very well educated. They have a free education system in Finland, including university. So all our staff are, I would probably like to say they're the best educated mining staff you'll get anywhere in the world. They were very well educated, very smart guys, and they work extremely hard. That's one good thing about the Finns. They tend to be the sort of guys that you just ask them to do something and they can just make it happen. So that makes it easy to operate that way in Finland. Also with the authorities, all the laws, like everything else in Finland, are crystal clear. There's no outside the box, shall we say. They tell you what they expect. You do that, everybody's happy.
Yeah, they've got...
Which is great.
They've got good geological survey in Finland as well, don't they? And Outokumpu, yeah. a famous name yeah. in mining. So it's all there for you guys.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Like, so getting started with things, just moving outside of mining a little bit, but just like getting started with bank accounts and a traffic ticket, parking tickets even. It's absolute... I don't know what sort of language I can use here, but it's not easy when you first start. But once you get into the system, you think, why doesn't every country in the world do this?
Right. That's great. I mean, that sounds great.
The Finns have got it sorted out, I can tell you.
So, Jeremy, what can interested investors do at this point if they want to get involved in this great-looking story?
Absolutely. Just click on the more button below and leave your name and email and if phone number if you like. Ed, Max, Jamila, Jen, myself, Eric, and Jim happily get on the phone and tell you more about this amazing story. We've just come off a very busy month. I tell you, we listed Gold Road in Oslo on July the 1st. We listed our beautiful Amapa Minerals, which is the Tucano gold mine, this week on Monday. So this will be third off the rank, and I think really excited about this listing in September. So it's the beauty of this one is you know you're going to get liquidity event very quickly, and we're raising the money at 20 cents to replacement value. So a lot of upside, a huge potential resource re-rate, and just always remember where Rupert Resources went to, and we have a much more advanced project than theirs, and I think they went for $2.5 billion. We're valuing this at 170 Canadian as a like for like. So, yeah, really love to speak to you and just reach out to us.
Finally, Jeremy, a quick word on the gold price. It's been moving around quite a lot. You've been very bullish on gold in previous conversations that we've had. Are the margins for Liver secure at these prices? And where do you see gold going from here?
Well, I'll let Jim answer the margin, but it's very, very profitable at this price of 4,000 an ounce, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, same as any mine, when we get back up and running, it's going to take a few months to settle in. And as we're getting the results in from the grade control drilling, we're rebuilding the mining plan. So, yeah, the company about with some pretty attractive figures pretty soon.
And just on that, where are we going? I think right now, Alistair, it's a very manipulated market. There's a lot of people who don't want to see it go up. And I'm predicting 7,000 by Christmas this year. So a lot of people go, you must be crazy. But you know, I think we're close to a breakout here soon, and a lot of these stocks have been battered, haven't they, the last few months? But good buying opportunity in the space. If I was an index player, I'd be buying GDXJ all day long.
Well, it sounds like we're in for an interesting third and fourth quarter. For now, though, good luck to you guys with Liver, the restart, the funding, and everything else that you're doing. Thanks very much in the meantime for joining us, Jeremy Gray and Jim Jackson.
Yep, great, Alistair. Thanks so much for having us.
You're the best, mate. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.